Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is a Friday, May 6th, 2011. This is Audible number 87. Well, where do we start this week? I mean, it was crazy, right? And I think the big news, of course, it all started off with Osama bin Laden shot dead, dropped in the sea. And I heard some people say, hey, maybe this was the top of the market, all the enthusiasm that we thought was going to happen Sunday night into the market on Monday never really materialized. For the week, the market, the Dow and the S&P were both down over 1%. And small caps, I had this right in front of me a second ago, small caps were down 3.7%, the Russell 2000, right? So, but that's not the whole story. The big story is really commodities. I mean, what a week for commodities. Remember, silver just shot out of a cannon. And I think it was just last week, I was looking at the sidebar in some of my favorite financial sites where they normally have gold ads, right? This time it was silver, kind of trying to play on people's minds that they got to get in, they got to own some. Well, silver was down 27% this week. And oil, we were told oil, heck, it's not even the summer driving season and oil's up huge, right? Just think of how bad things will get as we get closer and closer to summer. Well, oil was down 15% this week. Gold down 4.2%. So basically, the bottom line is that money flew out of commodities this week. And an article from MarketWatch basically notes that investors are pulling money from the commodity sector funds. And you kind of wonder, wow, did they act too late? Let's see. Here's an article. Somebody, Brad Durham, managing director at EPFR Global. The parabolic gains in some commodities were clearly overextended. We'll see if they recover and continue their onward march. There you go. But really, it's just been amazing. So anyways, let's talk a little bit more about this week. The U.S. economy added 244,000 jobs in April, but the unemployment rate went up. And whenever that happens, whenever the unemployment rate ticks up, they always say, well, it's because people getting off the sofa and they're looking for jobs. I guess they weren't doing that the previous month. But this month, you know, what a great time to go job hunting. Other things in the news, Fannie Mae seeks $8.5 billion more in federal aid. More good money after bad? Probably. So where do we go from here? I guess that's the big question, right? And I think the sell in May looks like it's alive and well, right? Even today's big bounce, it's like it didn't last long, right? It faded. It faded quickly. I'm remaining with my current allocation, which is mostly just the low beta stuff, and I'm not taking a lot of risk. Although if you read the blog, you know I was trading around a couple stocks yesterday, and actually I still own them, and I'm basically, I guess, down in one and up in another, so they're kind of offsetting each other, and just because I had some cash, and I don't know, I keep seeing there, it's like having money in your pocket. It's like, well, I got to do something with it, right? But I think, you know, I was more on the black box. You know, I haven't talked about the black box for a while. It really hasn't said anything or done anything. It's still, you know, neutral basically on, I think it gave a buy signal most recently, but it was already kind of in an uptrend, so it wasn't any great shakes. But I was playing around with the new black box, Black Box 2, and kind of more keying off the volatility of the VIX, and playing around with that a little bit today, and looks like it has some promise for the black box too, but I'm going to watch it for a while and see how it does, and to see if that's something I might want to add. But I think the market, you know, it just needs to rest. It needs a pullback. It needs correction. It needs some indecision. Maybe that's what we're headed for this summer. Looks like selling May is going to work again, right? Gosh, it almost looks exactly like last year. So, well, hey, it's Friday, and starting to warm up here in Sacramento. On a personal note, I finished week 12 of lifting weights, bodybuilding. So now the big question is, do I go into more of a, change the routine up a little bit? I think I might. I'm not sure how I want to do it yet. Right now, I'm doing 4 days on, 3 days off. And I think I might mix it up to do every other day for like, I don't know, 3 days a week or something like that, and kind of alternate high volume and strength or something like that. I'm kind of working on it. Otherwise, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm still seeing gains, and it's pretty good. I'm also mixing in a lot of cycling now that the weather's warming up. And as I get older, I know that's the hardest thing that is to do is to do both kinds of exercises in the same day. Go on a grueling bike ride and then lift weights, or vice versa, lift weights and then try to get in the bike and ride. But so far, I'm doing okay. Matter of fact, I think that's where I'm gonna head right now, head out on a bike ride. So, hey, I hope you're having a great one.
And the music in the background from MusicAlley.com's Pod Save Music is Straight Out of Junior High with My iPod. See ya.